In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, we have recorded for us there the commandment of God, which was given to Adam and to his wife Eve, concerning their activity and their behavior while they were in the Garden of Eden. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Of course, there in chapter 3 of the same book, we find where Eve has her interaction with Satan, wherein he tells her, "Ye shall not surely die." And he tempts her to partake of that fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and she does take it and gives it to her husband. And by their activities, they break the commandment of God, and they did die that day. They did not die physically for some hundreds of years later, but they did die spiritually, in that the relationship which they had had between themselves and the Lord was severed by their sinfulness. They were separated from God, and in so, dead spiritually. There in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, we have the Apostle Paul dealing with the very same issue as well. The Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The Apostle Paul was not saying that we are to suffer death, physical death, because of the error of our forefather Adam and his wife Eve. As a matter of fact, we're told in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 20 that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, and the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son. It is the responsibility of the individual to deal with the fact that he, as one who has turned from God at one point or another in his life, he has brought upon himself the stain of sin, and the reward for sin is death, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. We're told in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, this doesn't say that we all have to, that God created us in such a way as we have no hope but to sin, but says that all of us have. All of us have failed at one point or another in our lives to keep the commandment of God. And because we have followed in that error-filled footsteps of our forefathers by at one time or another turning away from the Lord, each and every one of us have severed that relationship that we were supposed to have with Him at all times. And it's because of that error and because of that sin which has been brought into the lives of all those who have turned away from God at one point or another that we need the Savior Jesus Christ, that we need to have access to the blood of His sacrifice to redeem us from that sinfulness that would separate us from our God throughout all of eternity. We know that God has allowed us the opportunity to have His Word, to have the Gospel, which is His power unto salvation, to have access to the understanding of God's Word that we might be able to, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, redeem ourselves from the sinfulness that we have put into our own lives by appealing to Jesus Christ as our Savior by obedience to the Gospel. And through our obedience to the Gospel, our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we can be those faithful children of God that we were always supposed to be. Before that sin was brought into the world, before we partook of it, before death was brought upon each and every one of us as individuals by our own actions. I thank you for your time.